T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun. Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah! It's time for the road to the college football playoff.
Man, I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Before we get to the Dogs, let's talk about what else is going on, because there is a story that could affect the Dogs in a different way. Now, LSU fires their athletic director, Scott Woodward, last night. The crazy thing is LSU's interim athletic director's name's Verge Ausberry. He is apparently been given full authority to hire the Tigers' next head football coach.
Right.
Now, I don't believe all of that to be true. I think as the governor had something to do with it, Jeff Landry told reporters that Woodward wouldn't be involved in hiring Kelly's replacement.
That athletic director will not be selecting our next head coach, Tiger fans, rest assured.
Well, then Woodward gets fired. Now you're saying, okay, Dukes, what's that got to do with Georgia? Well, what if they call Josh Brooks? Because Georgia is really showing the rest of the country how to do this. And Josh has done an amazing job. Now, I'm not telling you I want to lose Josh Brooks. I think he's amazing. I think he's done a really good job at his job. But more importantly, he's hired some really good folks. And, Mike, when you talk about where Kirby is in the football situation, I said this earlier. Josh, we know you listen. The certainty of where you're at right now is a much better situation than the uncertainty of what's going on at LSU, even if you were to go and if he was to be offered the job. None of this has happened. And then, Mike, he's involved in this process. I only say that, Dog fans, to say this is what happens when schools are looking for their next guy.
Yeah, they're going
to
raid the best. You get the best of the best of the best.
Sure.
And, yeah, Josh Brooks, tremendous fundraiser. Day-Day pointed out, I mean, obviously the bell cow is men's basketball, football. He's picked some good coaches in the other programs at Georgia. But, yeah, he's got a great relationship with Kirby. You've been able to give Kirby that sort of blank check that Mark Richt never had, and that's partly because the job that you just talked about that Josh Brooks is doing. He does have ties to LSU, though.
No, he does.
Which makes it, you know, a little nerve-wracking for Georgia fans.
Well, but I'll say this, and this goes to anybody who's had a chance to either go back to where you were or go back home or somewhere where you thought was really good. Timing is everything. Right now might not be the best time, Mike, to do that, even though, all right, yeah, he's got ties. But it's like Kirby. Guys, Kirby could have took another job somewhere else when he was at Alabama. He waited. He waited, and then he finally got the job opening that he wanted, and the timing was right. So I don't know if that's the case. For me, right now, I know LSU fans are like, y'all are crazy. It's a great job. Okay. But the governor apparently is running everything.
Well, again, it's Louisiana. I mean, football is more important than anything else the governor would be doing right now.
That's a shame.
You know, it's Louisiana, as we said to Carl and I were joking around earlier, it's like a whole other country. Going back to Huey Long, I mean, they're just wired differently over there.
But here's the deal. I'm going to say this. This is the same governor that wanted a live tiger back on the sidelines 2 years ago.
Oh, that's an
it's the same dude.
It's an intimidation factor.
You know, and they were like, well, we don't think we'll be able to provide that. This is ridiculous.
Well, we're living in ridiculous times, Carl.
Yes, but let football people and people understand what these hirings are about rather than a guy who just feels good about, well, I like this guy, and we're going to hire him.
But it plays politically. It plays politically. I mean, the goobers that voted for this guy, it plays. He knows what's important. Not education, not that welfare. It's about the football team. Either way, that's the way it's always been out there. But you're right. Josh Brooks, that's a consideration. And then, of course, the head coach that everybody wants. And would LSU fans be satisfied with anyone else not named Lane Kiffin right now? That's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And if Lane Kiffin just basically says, I'm really happy in Ole Miss. I believe in the Ole Miss process. They're going to cough up the loot to compete with the LSUs and everyone else in the world. I don't know if they could do that in an arms race, Carl, financially. But everybody wants Lane Kiffin. Then you get into, there's the second tier of coaches. Coach, you know, we talked about Vanderbilt. We talked about folks coming at Brent Key. You know, talking about some of the other coaches in smaller schools as well.
Just looking at Woodward's buyout, $6 million on top of what you just paid Brian Kelly.
Oh, yeah. ADs don't come for free.
No, that's a given. My point is, there's $60 million out of the door right there, and that's not to include what you're about to bring in. So,
well, I mean, I'm hoping Ron DeSantis takes a cue from Governor Landry. And fires Michael Alford once we finally get rid of Mike Norvell.
Oh, so yeah, you want him to make that choice.
Well, Michael Alford has been there since 21. He also gave the stupidest vote of confidence ever when there's only about, what, two dozen schools looking for a coach? And Florida State's probably right there with Virginia Tech in the pecking order? And to give a guy a vote of confidence, not the brightest move right about now.
All right.
In the minds of a lot of Noles fans.
That is playing out. And again, Josh may be like, I'm not taking any phone calls. Maybe he is. Who knows? But at the end of the day, that is how it could affect Georgia the road.
But Jay Batt, think about what the job he did. Perfect timing, too.
Absolutely.
You know, for getting everybody, all the ducks in a row, getting everybody on the same, you know, page with Georgia Tech, which for many years was like herding kittens. And to get, you know, look, we're still waiting for the men's basketball program to have a healthy season for a full year. But I think, you know, that's a guy in Jay Batt you hate, and they lost him. So it's guys are moving on, brother.
No, it's the nature of college football. Meanwhile, let's talk dogs real quick because, look, I feel good about their chances on Saturday. I'm not fearful. I think everything's aligned the way it should be heading into this game.
You think Georgia boat races Florida?
I think they handle business. I do. Look. They have been a second-half team, but the deal with Georgia is, you know, even in these games where they've had to come back, the second half, they've just dominated pretty much everybody on the schedule. So my guess is, Mike, even if it's a close game in the first half, I just feel like in the second half they'll do what they've been doing and they'll turn it on. And I feel like they win by double digits. Is that 20? I don't know. But I do feel like it's 10 or more against this Florida team who right now – If we talk about identity with the Falcons, what's Florida's identity? I mean, Billy Napier gets fired and you go, well, they're supposed to have a good quarterback. They're supposed to have all these athletes that can make plays on offense. They're supposed to be good on on the defense front seven.
Well, if their wide receivers were healthier, I think maybe you'd be a little more concerned.
I would agree.
Because I said to Carl earlier, that LSU game, that, you know, Lagway was he looked bad because everybody he was throwing to, either he's missing it, the timing was off, interceptions, turnovers. So if you don't have that, I don't know if you can just put it all on Lagway's shoulders the way that, you know, Georgia Tech does, you know, with Haynes King. But it is going to be interesting to see how Billy Gonzalez, which he's a guy who's been a lifer at Florida, made a lot of his career going all the way back to Urban Meyer. And I think the phrase, you'll hear the conversation with Kalen DeBoer guy is coming up at 6, if you missed it from yesterday, about, and he said it, galvanizing, because you're going up now against LSU. How does their interim coach get there? Because LSU's got athletes. They just, for whatever reason, Brian Kelly never ran the football properly. And his play call, I mean, I got to be honest, Carl, you know, it got old there with the governor watching Brian Kelly yelling at his assistants every damn game, too.
Yeah. I just, look, and I'm making fun of Jeff Landry because that's how I feel. I feel like he was sitting in his office, what is going on here? And then, you know, he makes a couple of phone calls. I told you Josh listens to this show. Hi, Josh. So much so he's put out a statement. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. From his Twitter account, @Brooks_UGA. Georgia fans, with success often comes speculation, but I want to address it directly. I have not been contacted by anyone at LSU, and more importantly, I have no interest in any other job. My full focus remains on the University of Georgia, our student athletes, coaches, staff, and fans. This is home to me, and I'm honored to play a part in the incredible progress we've made together. The best days for Georgia athletics are still ahead, and I look forward to continuing to build on the championship standard we've established here in Athens. Let's go have some fun in Jacksonville. Go Dawgs.
In essence, stop this foolishness. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. Look, I think
good
he has
to hear.
Good. It is. I think he has to do this, though, because we're talking about it. We know other people are talking about it. And maybe even behind the scenes, Mike, there may have been some chatter. He has to do this. So, Josh, thank you, because that's what we were wondering.
Good news. The other big storylines this week in the SEC, I said to Carl earlier, think of it as like a playoff game already. Loser leaves town. Oklahoma going to Knoxville. Both teams are 2 losses. And I hate to get you nervous in the service, but Texas against Vandy and Arch Manning, you know, I mean, in the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Concussion protocol, who's the backup? He can do the job for the Longhorns?
Yeah, but when you say nervous, like, the only thing is, this is the decision that could make or break Sark. And I said this. Do you play a guy who's been cleared or is out of concussion protocol in Arch Manning, who arguably had his best game last week, was unbelievable in the fourth quarter to lead them from 17 down on the road against Miss State?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.